words, it was just research. I didn't go up there to hear them. But however, my grandma was a missionary up in the mountains, and she just loved those folks. Some of the cutest people you ever knew. But that was Fitch. I did I got the Oxford English Dictionary, and I did this thing on Fitch. I wouldn't believe how many pages it took me to do it. I didn't even know what the Oxford English Dictionary was. It sure was a
good Anglo-Saxon.
Well, really, I don't really know anything. The weather and weather changes. Now, that's the next thing. If it's a beautiful day and everything, you know, no clouds and it's cool. And
I would find to say it is a beautiful day. Oh, yeah, that's
just a beautiful
fine day.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say pretty.
Now, that's what they said, that some people would say nice and some would say fine and some would say pretty. Suppose it's like it has been today without...
I'd say it's a dull day.
Yeah, that's a pretty good description. Now, suppose that it's going to change from what it is today, and the process, in other words, the process of being another kind
of
day.
You mean the storm coming up?
Yeah, the coming up part is what they want to see.
Uh-huh.
And then if you want to say, what are the white things and the blue?
They're clouds.
And they want to hear you say clouds. And last night, just as we got home from the concert, my second son is a musician by avocation now. It used to be by vocation, but now by avocation. So he got to play with the band at Atlanta. By the way, he's got a regular job with him.
Really?
Yes, he's
wonderful.
Real pleased. But anyway, just as we got back in the concert, the bottom dropped out. Oh, it was just terrible. We just
it did here, too.
Did it really?
Oh, yes.
At the ball game right downtown, it didn't, but just started sprinkling. And the game lasted 17 innings. And the crackers
won.
Yeah, I'm crackers. Listen,
this
is that tongue
tie. Good heavens, you
are. I have never been in that stadium. Not even one time. I have never been in it. I'm really embarrassed.
That's amazing.
Well, I've been to the archives time again, and it's right next door, but I just never have been in the stadium.
Well, I don't guess you go to the archives at the stadium the same trip.
That archives, I think that's a fascinating place.
Yeah.
I could just get lost in there and stay there for a month.
Forget what time it is anyway.
Well, you know, the only thing that limits me is the parking price. It's just why? I think I ended up paying $2 the last time I parked in there.
Can't you go up on the hill there and park?
They
let you do that?
They have the man at the gate now, and they've got the other entrance closed, and they've got it fixed so that they take your money. They give you a ticket no matter what you're going there for.
I didn't know that, because we've always parked way up, right?
Yeah, that's what I did too. But they have a new gate right when you go off the main street, you know. They've got you fixed everywhere you want to go. And they have the public transportation is not the best in the world.
Mm.
If you could connect with it, which of course is, I can't. Well, let's see, we want to know your term for a storm, you know.
A storm, a rainstorm, or a windstorm, or a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
It would always be a storm.
Yeah. In other words, it wouldn't be like a tempest. They said tempest. I never heard about
tempest. No, nobody's going to say tempest. It's a storm.
And then they said, well, tell the degree of the wind. In other words, you're supposed to get all the forms of the verb blow. In other words,
the wind was blowing hard.
Yeah. And yesterday.
And the wind blew.
Uh-huh. And I suppose last week did.
It blew real hard.
Yeah, see, they want you to see if you're going to say blew or blowed. And I said, well, nobody's going to say blowed.
Yeah, see, we don't, too. You'd just be surprised.
And the wind blows.
And I said real hard instead of really hard, too.
Well, I do that all the time. Sometimes
I
said
that.
Don't you think it really sounds better? Because it sounds all put on you when you say really hard. It sounds like you sort of got the is, you know. You say the wind is from
the south or the north,
and
or from the east or the west. Because I don't really know whether it is or not.
But now, there's a southwest wind and a southeast wind. Then what are the other two would be?
The northwest and the northeast.
Yeah, that's what they want to get, those two words. Now suppose it's early in the morning and the airport's closed on account of the weather. What would you say it was that you couldn't see through? I mean,
the fog.
Yeah.